Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, millions are celebrating Chinese New Year. The University at Albany's Anthony de Blasi tells us about the significance of the holiday.
Chinese around the world celebrate Chinese New Year as the year's most important holiday. Its date changes each year and is determined by both the succession of lunar months and the solar year. Chinese New Year reminds us that calendars depend on cultural choices. The astronomical calculations are technical, but a good rule of thumb is that Chinese New Year arrives on the second new moon after December's winter solstice. This year, that second new moon, and thus New Year, falls on February 3rd. That begins the year of the rabbit, the next in the cycle of 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac. New Year's significance goes far beyond astronomy. In Chinese, the New Year is the spring festival, Chunjie, marking the beginning of spring and the return of life. People settle the previous year's affairs by repaying old debts and spring cleaning. They also make amends for failings. Many believe that just before New Year, the kitchen god that resides in every home makes his annual report to the Jade Emperor in the heavens. Yet family celebrations lighten the seriousness. Millions travel from cities back to hometowns. There, with homes decked in red, the feasting dwarfs our Thanksgiving, often lasting 2 weeks with a different focus each day, dumplings on the first, noodles on the second, and so on. Children receive gifts of money in red envelopes. Dragon dances, in which dancers animate a dragon on poles, add to the festivities, as do fireworks designed to frighten evil spirits. China is changing, but the passion for the spring festival remains. I'll end with the traditional greeting. Congratulations on your coming prosperity in the new year. Gong Xi Fa Cai.
That was UAlbany's Anthony de Blasi. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.